Irvin Monroe is yet another flutist composer, and the flutist life is a piece that he wrote back in 1987. And Irvin Monroe was principal flute of the Detroit Symphony for 40 years, and he's currently the president of Muromatsu America. And Muromatsu America is the sole distributor of Muromatsu flutes in the United States. And Muromatsu flutes are made in Japan. And I play on Muromatsu flutes, and I've been a performing artist and representative for Muromatsu for more than 30 years. So Irv and I are great friends and colleagues for many decades. We've played many concerts together and done many master classes and workshops together over the years, all around the country. And I last saw Irv just this past August at the National Flute Association convention, which was down in San Diego. And I told him I wanted to play his piece for you all tonight. So he graciously gave me a copy. And now the piece is scored for flute alone and narrator because Irv also wrote these delightful little limerick poems to go along with each of the five short movements. So I've invited my brother Michael to do the narration for us this evening. But just within the last hour, there was a big development here, unexpected, and that is, I'm looking all over for my brother. Where's Michael? Has anybody seen Michael? Where's Michael? I finally get a call from Michael. Michael, where are you? Oh, John, I'm sorry I'm late. I'm on my way back from LAX. I said, LAX, what are you doing in LAX? He says, well, I'm picking up a surprise guest to your concert, Irvin Monroe. He said, but don't worry, we're in the parking lot, so you go ahead and start. So, we should be there. So I understand they're here, and I haven't even seen Irv yet. But will you please join me in welcoming my brother Michael and our special guest all the way from Detroit, Mr. Irvin Monroe.
John.
Irv, is that you?
Yes, don't you recognize me?
Yes, but when I saw you in August at the flute convention, you were more than 6 feet tall.
John, it's just simply old age. I am shrinking.
Oh yeah, wow. Say, I've heard about that. Say, Irv, what brings you to Southern California?
Well, when you told me you were going to play my piece at your recital, I thought, why not? Get on a plane, come out, and give you some good old moral support.
Well, I really appreciate that, Irv, but listen, honestly, I want to tell you, I'm going to need a little more than moral support. Your piece is difficult.
Well, it just so happens I had my flute with me, just in case you have a little meltdown. And I'd even like to play along.
Oh, well, that'd be really great, Irv. That's great.
Now, John, I am curious to know, what model of Muromatsu flute are you playing tonight? Can I get a closer look?
Oh, sure. Here, take a look.
Interesting. John?
Yeah?
John! This is not a Muromatsu flute! What are you doing? Aren't you one of our premier artist representatives? You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, Irv, I am ashamed of myself. Believe me, this was just an honest mistake, a sleight of hand, a slip up. Honestly, Irv, this flute means absolutely nothing to me. I tell you what, I'll go get my Muramatsu and I'll be right back.
Yes, sir. Let's just hope, for your brother's sake, that no one from the audience shares this with WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
I hope not. Now, while we have a minute, Irv, I got a couple of quick questions for you. Sure, go ahead. Well, the first one is, was the flute the first instrument you ever played? Oh, no. I actually started playing the violin at 7. And I was finished by 7:30. Now, in these poems that you wrote, you have quite a few musical terms that some members of our audience might not be familiar with, so I thought maybe you could explain a few. That is a good suggestion. The first one is a trill. What is a trill, Irv? It is a rapid alternation between two notes. Let me demonstrate. Irv, how did you do that? You tell me, you're the ventriloquist. The next one are grace notes. What are grace notes? They are quick little notes that decorate a more important note. I'll show you. All right. Michael?
Yes, sir.
Would you mind taking your hand off of my back? It's getting a little strange. I'm sorry, Irv, I just don't want you to fall. Well, if I do, that will make some ungraceful notes. Ha, 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 ha. Good one. All right. Next are harmonics or overtones. What are they? These are higher notes that are produced from lower notes. Listen carefully. And the last one is cadenza. What is a cadenza? Don't you keep your tablecloths, dinnerware, and china in a cadenza? Not me. I keep it in a credenza. Very funny, Irv. What's the real definition? A cadenza is a free section where the performer gets to really show off their musical artistry. A free section? Yes. You don't have to pay for it. Get it?
Got it.
Good. Here he comes.
Okay, Irv. I've got my Muramatsu. I'm back.
It's about time. Let's begin. The flutist's life. Cadenzas with trills. We flutists are a lively lot. We love to show you what we've got. We can play soft and do play loud. We can play for ourselves, but we love a large crowd. Yes, we love the stage and we love the bright light, but when darkness comes, we play by night. So if you love fantasy and you love thrills, you'll love our cadenzas and even our trills.
Thank you.
trills. We flutists want our life to be a time of love and harmony, with good ensemble, tonal blend, a pretty overtone now and then. We do love harmonics, however strange. They help us play fast in the upper range. And if we get bored and want a thrill, we just add another trill. If this is all we truly need, then a flutist's life is fine indeed.
Gentle kisses, these big notes are blessed.
for a note played with grace always sounds best. We flutists love grace notes whenever we play. Give us one, two, or more, as many we may. But most of our listeners still want to know how flutists play fast notes when they're playing so slow. Arpeggios and runs. We flutists are showy and love to have fun. We show off arpeggios and many a run. Our fingers move quickly and glide with such ease that listeners see sparks and smoke from our keys. Our aim is to dazzle and thrill everyone. When we sense excitement, the more we have fun. We rip through the octaves and soar with the sound and try to make jaws drop and every heart pound. We reach the finale and flip the last page, then head for the climax with passion and rage. But after the last note, we make a slight pause. We want the best part, the sound of applause.